Hi, I'm Joe Young, Program Manager in the SQL Server Product Group, and today we're here to talk about Stretch Database, a new hybrid feature introduced with SQL Server 2016. And what it's going to allow you to do is to stretch your existing SQL Server data into Azure transparently and securely. So why Stretch Database? So imagine this, your data is growing at a rapid pace and it's just gonna get faster. And we're talking about tables that are reaching sizes of hundreds of millions, if not billions of rows. We even have customers that are going up to a trillion rows tables and terabytes in sizes. Now, how do you maintain that? Of course, then your users wanna keep data indefinitely. They can't tell you when they're gonna access it, except that when they need it, they need it. And they need it now, as opposed to waiting a couple of days or even weeks to be able to retrieve data from some archive solution. So this can be a challenge, just keeping things up to date. And of course, maintaining that performance, managing indexes and so forth, even maintaining your business SLAs, that can be a huge problem. Imagine if you have 80% of your data being cold, but if you need to restore stuff and to get access to your hot data, you actually sit there and wait for that 80% of the cold data, which you don't really need right away, to be able to bring that back before you can access your database. That's a huge problem for businesses. So what solutions exist today? Well, you could keep buying more infrastructure, keep paying for storage and data center capacity, and you'll be able to keep all of that stuff online, but it doesn't really solve your maintenance and SLA issues. It doesn't make your restore any faster because you still need to get to all of that cold data. Well, you can move it to another location. This is what a lot of existing commercial solutions do with archiving data. But in this case, your data is usually either nearline, meaning it's sitting in some other system that's kind of in a different application or a different database or sitting in flat file somewhere. Or it could be offline. For instance, folks would truncate the data, take the backups, and store them in some distant location. The challenge is you can't get access to your data as and when you need to. And in some cases, getting access to data means bringing tapes from some other location and restoring it and hoping the restore actually completes successfully. And then you get access to your data, which could be hours, if not days away. Of course, there's always the option of deleting the older data, in which case then you've cleaned out your hard drive space and the data is gone. You have smaller data set to work with. However, a lot of times you don't really know if the data is valuable when you delete them. You only know that DBA says, oh, we're out of space. We got to move stuff out. And they just go delete the oldest stuff. You can't tell if it's valuable stuff that's gone. And in many other cases, situations, that's actually unacceptable or even illegal, where you're not allowed to delete data until it's been kept for X number of years. For instance, in some tax requirements, you may need to keep it for 7 years. In some financial transactions, you may need to keep it for 20 years or more. So for the most part, these existing solutions are really hard for customers to accept. Either you spend a lot of money or you have to deal with a lot of pain trying to get the data back online. So what do you have if this is not an option for you? Well, here we have Stretch Database in SQL Server 2016. Imagine your existing SQL Server application where your app talks to your database locally and you access data as per normal. And all you gotta do with Stretch Database is have a DBA stretch your existing tables into Azure. And you do that by picking which tables you wanna go move. And typically you'll be moving your cold data that's infrequently accessed and typically close business transaction data, and you would select which tables you want to go move, and SQL Server does the work automatically in the backend. It trickles the data from SQL Server into Azure, always in a secure channel, and if you really care a lot about security and the secure channels are not enough for you, you can also implement always encrypted before you stretch. That way, only ciphertext is ever moved over to Azure. And the keys are always kept on-prem, so you don't have to worry about somebody stealing your data and doing bad things with it, because all they're going to get is encrypted data. You always keep the keys on-premise. So if you're really careful about security, you can do that in addition to what we already do from a security perspective. Now, the cool thing is your application will always be able to access the data. There's no offline, there's no brownout or blackout requirement. Application code doesn't change, and you will continue to talk to the same SQL Server. You don't have to know or care that data has moved on to Azure. SQL Server takes care of that for you. When you query a local database, we figure out whether data is local or remote. And if it's remote, we do the appropriate actions to push the query to remote site and only bring the data that you need back to on-premise and return that to the application. So that's a cool thing. It's always secure, it's transparent, and this solves the problems of you having massive tables and databases growing out of control that you can't manage, and it's impacting your business SLAs. So how does it actually work? Let's take a look at a demo. So here we have SQL Server 2016 Management Studio. And to enable Stretch, first of all, you got to go figure out which databases you want to stretch. And right here, we've got this one called HRMIS. And I'm going to right click on that, go to Task and Stretch, and it says Enable. And this brings up a wizard that will walk you through how to enable your database and your table to be stretched. So the first thing it's going to ask you, provide a password for your database master key so it can use it to protect your credentials. And we're going to go ahead and do that and hit Next. Then it detects that you've got tables. In this case, it's just a sample database, and I've got one table in there. And you can go ahead and select that. It actually does check to make sure that this table is stretchable, meaning it doesn't have anything that's going to prevent you from successfully stretching. And if all goes through OK, then you're going to be able to move on to the next stage. Now, it's going to sign into Azure. I've already signed in earlier, so it picked up my subscription. And I can go ahead and create a new server if I wanted to on whatever region that's supported. In this case, let's go ahead and pick an existing server that I've got earlier. And let's say I'm going to put that in West US. And I can go ahead and figure out, that's the server I want to go use, and hit Next. Now, I can use SQL authentication, or if I have my local Active Directory integrated with Azure AD, I can go ahead and do that also. But in this case, I'm just going to go use SQL auth, provide username and password, and I'll allow the default settings for the firewall, which essentially lets Azure listen to whatever public IP that you have on premise. You just take the default and hit Next, and that's it. So in this wizard, in a few steps that we've just taken, we've walked through how to enable a database for stretching, and we've actually stretched a table. So I'm going to go ahead and cancel out of this and move on to a database that I've already stretched that has a fair number of rows in a table, and walk through a similar process. But in this case, I'm going to go to an existing stretch database and go to Reconfigure, where I can go add additional tables to be stretched. And we're going to pick something a little larger this time around. Let's say patient history stretch. So imagine if you run a hospital management system, you may have lots and lots of patient history record, and you probably don't want to keep everything potentially 20, 30, 50 years. And people live pretty long these days. You don't want to keep 100 years of records online in your expensive local enterprise storage. So maybe we want to stretch some of that stuff that's old and the patient hasn't been back for many years. So I pick that one table. It's validated, everything looks okay, and I can go ahead and stretch that. So it's going to do the work, and it'll stretch the database. So now, what do we do? All of that stuff done using the wizard, we can also do using T-SQL scripts for those of you who prefer to write scripts instead of you chasing the mouse around Management Studio. So I've just stretched that one table, and I can go out here and run a query against Dynamic Management View to see if it's gone ahead and started stretching. And we see some activity out here. So let's go ahead and check out to see that table that we've stretched. And it's going out there and retrieving data. It's taking a little while. It's a fairly large table. It's got over a million rows in there. Not huge by production size, but for something running on demo, that's running pretty quickly. And you notice the query plan actually shows a remote query portion of this. And this was done automatically. You notice I didn't type anything unique or different in this query here, just a select from all patients stretched. And the query processor has been enhanced. It's been taught a couple of new tricks so that it knows when a table is stretched, and it automatically knows how to push the query and predicates, if you have any, to the remote side. That way, it optimizes the Azure portion, the Azure SQL Stretch database engine, and does a lot of processing there before sending data back to you. Now, I can go ahead and query two identical tables. One is completely local, and the other one is stretched. And you can see the difference in the query plans once again. So this table is completely local. It's identical. And you notice we've got just over 10,000 rows here, 958. And you notice some of these names, Brian, Prasad, Steve, and crew. And the exact same query, we run that against the stretch table. This is going to take a few moments longer just because it's going to Azure. So you have a little bit of network latency to deal with. But otherwise, it should come back in the exact same way. I didn't change anything in the query. And you notice the same old Brian, Prasad, and Steve, and the same 10,958 rows, except the query execution plan now has a portion that goes remote. And again, I've done nothing to this query. All I did was stretch the table, and the query processor is smart enough to figure out that, hey, you've got stuff on the remote side. Let's go ahead and go look on the remote side. Now, let me take a look at space used and see how the stretch is going. So you have three lines of results out here. The top one is the total number of rows, meaning everything that you have local and remote. And the middle portion, you see the number of rows that are local only. So out of a million some rows, we've got about 830,000 rows that are left local. And we've already moved roughly 250,000 rows to remote. So in just the minute that we've spent looking through this demo, we've already moved over 250,000 rows. Now, Stretch database is optimized to trickle data to Azure without interfering with your production workloads. So while this may seem like a fair amount, it actually is designed to have almost no impact on your production workload. So if we run this again, you'll notice that the numbers have should have gone up a little more. So it's gone from 250,000 to 299,000. So you can see, it just continues to trickle data in the back end. Now, we talked about earlier that you may potentially be very security conscious. And in this case, if we're running a hospital, you probably are. So let's go ahead and see how we can have a really secure environment where we encrypt the data before we stretch it over to Azure. So I've got two identical tables here, except that one of them has been encrypted. So the first table, patients AE, has been always encrypted. You notice everything is in plain text. We've got patient IDs, names, room, wing, and so forth, and start and end date. So let's say we're really, really careful about our patient security, and we have a lot of celebrities here, and we want to make sure that they don't get bothered by folks. So we encrypt the room. So you notice now the room has become this ciphertext because we've encrypted that. Just to make sure we're looking at the same data, let's go ahead and put an order by here and run that same query again, just so you know it's the exact same data. From the first one, we've got Mugunthan, Mike, Mojo, Brian, and first few rows. And if you look at the unencrypted version, Mugunthan, Mike, Mojo, and Brian. So it's the same thing, except that one of them's encrypted. Not going to go through the encryption routine here. That's a fairly straightforward wizard also. But you notice room here has been encrypted using AES 256. So how do we stretch this table? Well, simple. We can walk through the wizard again, or in this case, we can go through T-SQL, which I will show you this time. You first need to create a function, a predicate function, which basically tells us which tables or which rows within the table is deemed cold. And that's how SQL Server will know that these are the rows that needs to move to Azure. I've already created this earlier. So in this case, the function simply compares the date and anything older than November 30th, 2014, we will deem that as cold. And we can test that by running that function against the stretch table that we want to go move. And you notice it's got about 261 rows out of about 400 of the original rows. So if I close this and you take a look, all of the start dates are either 11/30th or older. So to stretch this is fairly simple, even with T-SQL. All you got to do is run the standard alter table T-SQL command and specify the predicate and tell it to go outbound. So remember, we could have done all of this in Management Studio Wizard also, but I figured I'd just show you the other side of things, which is running things through T-SQL. So we've just enabled this for stretch. What happens is a background thread will now pick up that you have a new table that's been stretched. And if I do a select against that, it takes a few moments. The thread has to wake up and figure out, do I have work to do? So now this new row, patients AE stretch that we just stretched. And if I want to see the status, did any rows move across? Remember, we had 261 that we needed to move. And it's going to wake up in a few moments, and it'll decide, there's work to do. I'm going to have to move a few rows across. And if I run this, and it looks like the data should have already moved over. So let's go ahead and select from that same table again. And we notice that we still have the 407 rows, no difference here, and data is still encrypted. But now again, if I look at the execution plan, there is a remote query operator. If I ran that against the original table that was not stretched, for instance, and if I look at the original table's execution plan, it's just a simple scan. There is no remote query operator. Same as before, if I did a space used and look at that stretched table, and you'll see that the cold rows, all 261 of them on the remote side, have already been moved across, and I only keep the hot data, which is about 146, sitting out here in local. That way, I only need to manage my local stuff for all the warm data. All of the cold data that I don't need on a regular basis sits in Azure, which is automatically managed. It has geo-restore by default. It has multiple copies. It's well-protected and secure. You don't have to worry about that anymore. And if you need it to maintain, build indexes and whatnot, you only need to worry about what's hot and local. So that's a quick walkthrough of some of the scenarios that we have for Stretch. As you can see, we haven't really changed a whole lot in the SQL syntax, and we've also added great wizards for you to be able to see what's going on and have enable Stretch without having to go through a lot of difficult tasks. And one last thing I want to show you is the monitor, where if you have Stretch database configured, you can actually go back and take a look at which tables you have stretched, which direction they're going, whether it's paused, outbound, or you can also have data inbound being pulled back in. It tells you which region you've stretched to and which tier and so forth. So this basically gives you a good view of the health of your Stretch database and its tables and what kind of activity is going through. You can click on it and you can see the different level of details that this report pulls through for you. So I hope that demo showed you how easy it is to set up Stretch database and how quickly you can get up and running with the technology. So I highly encourage you to download a copy of SQL Server 2016 and go to this site, aka.ms/stretch-database, and try it for yourself. Now, the customers we work with so far, the biggest table is about 45 billion rows, and it's a couple of terabyte-sized table. So I would love to see if any of you out there has a table bigger than this 45 billion rows or a couple of terabytes of cold data. We'd really love to hear from you. Go ahead, try and get a bigger database and a bigger table than this one customer we have.